Was Forever by Blood Estate. Prior to that was Art School Girls of Doom by Panda Riot, and that first one was Feeling Yourself Disintegrate by The Flaming Lips. Disintegration's kind of an interesting thing to think about, isn't it? Like, what do you want to happen to you after your body is the only thing left on this earth? I was thinking about it last night because I'd seen a picture of a mummy that kind of looked like a rawhide for a dog, and I was like, maybe I can give my body to the dogs. That's probably why I'm single, which leads right into our next segment, which is about love. Now, I don't know too much about love, but I know people think they can get it from me by approaching me at basement shows and saying I look like Jeanette McCurdy. It doesn't work like that, folks. I'm sorry. Maybe you can get a better idea of how it does work by listening to this next segment!
Extremely sad?
Yeah, if you died, I'd be extremely sad.
If you died, the world would blur. I wouldn't know what a tree was.
I'm in love. peace.
Yeah, long, 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 long.
doesn't make it okay just 'cause you know me. Doesn't make it okay just 'cause you told me. Bad love, only a dream you know.
Was Their Love by Teresa. Prior to that was Roadkill by Lalishwari or Katie Jane Garside. Before that was You or Nothing Else by Grace Ives, and that first one was Me Versus You by Everyone Asked About You. Wow, wouldn't it just be great to be in love? I'm trying to imagine a love that I would want, and I think it would be one where I wouldn't have to sacrifice my bedtime routine of looking up things on YouTube and then falling asleep to them. Like, for example, the Unabomber Manifesto, or a video of Carl Jung talking for 4 hours. I think I actually had a nightmare after the Carl Jung one. I don't know what that means. Hey, but I do know what I have coming up next for you, which is this cool new song coming out April 6th called Cinco by Sophie's Body. My friend Olivia from high school texted me and said, hey, you got a show, I make music, we can make something happen here. And I said, okay. And I listened to the song and it's beautiful. So Sophie's Body is this Boston-based punk quartet fronted by Sophie McMinn. The band combines intensely emotional songwriting with hard-hitting, catchy riffs, bringing a fresh sound to the underground rock scene. So far, the band has one release, their debut EP, Things I Want, which premiered in July of 2023, before a successful tour down the West Coast. Things I Want can be found on all streaming platforms. So I trust that my lovely listeners who love cool new music are gonna go and check that out. And you're gonna hear this new song, April 6th, everyone. Go look for it. Here comes Senko by Sophie's Body.
Space in me. You're beautiful, that doesn't mean that you can treat people like they don't matter. I mean, I really liked you.
I thought I felt your shape, but I was wrong. Really, all felt was falsely strong. I held on tight and closed my eyes. It was dumb, I had no sense of your size. It was dumb to hold so tight. But last night, on your birthday in the back kitchen, my grip was loose, my eyes were open. I felt your shape and breathing. I felt the rise and fall of your chest. I felt your fall, your winter snows, your gusty blow, your lava flow. I felt it all, your starry night, your lack of light. With limp arms I can feel most of you. I hung around your neck independently, and my loss was overwhelmed by this new depth I don't think I ever felt. But I don't know, my nights are cold, and I remember warm.
That was I Felt Your Shape by The Microphones. Prior to that was I Don't Know You by Mannequin Pussy. And that first one was Senko by Sophie's Body, which comes out April 6th. Man, what a sharp and sick and twisted pivot from the segment on love I had. I mean, I don't know you? I thought I felt your shape, but I was wrong. That stuff makes me want to cry. And I can't leave you alone here in your misery. I feel like I should share a miserable moment of mine. I went to get a bagel and it was really bad. Just all the ratios were off. Here, take a listen.
Sometimes I can just like tell when I don't make my skinny pea bagel with love. And it's one of those mornings. Cause like this is too open, just like gaping mouth of a bagel. There's no cut. Couldn't even split it in half for me. They do that other mornings, so I don't know like what happened. This is like an inch of cream cheese, so I know I'm gonna get this like erotic mouthful of like cold slime. Just not looking forward to it, really. I don't know what I did wrong.
Yeah, listeners, I'm sorry to bum you out. That was a lot, I know. It probably really just struck your heart with this arrow of pain hearing that a college student had a bagel that maybe wasn't constructed with the right ratios of things. But don't you fret, because you're going to a Kim Gordon concert. Okay, that's a little bit of a stretch. I went to a Kim Gordon concert last week. It was such a beautiful experience. This woman wrote an amazing album called The Collective, basically about kind of our experiences in the modern age on the internet with a phone, etc. And I may or may not have recorded some of the conversation in line because it was just so interesting. Who could blame me? So I'm going to give you the full DJ Momo experience of listening to some conversation and then listening to some Kim Gordon.
You like the new album?
Yeah. It's different.
It's 808. Very, I almost blew my speakers out blasting out of my vehicle.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Trophy is the double entendre of Trophy is pretty racy. The whole thing is really good.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool because it's like something else. It's something different. You never know what to expect from it. And I'm really excited for the opening. I'm really excited for the opening band too.
Not what I want.
for you.
Should I close my eyes?
Does it soothe your soul? Pet me on the inside. Give shock gifts. Put a bow on it. Carry it on your own. Unwrap it for me. Release me from it. That's not what I want. That's not what you want. That's what you want.
That's what you want.
It's not what I want. Return policy. Return policy. Give me your hand. Just kiss me. Put it here. Kiss me. Kiss me.
Now.
Kiss me. Slide around your kiss. It's so big. It's so bright.
was Natural by Shelly. Prior to that was Aloha, Atardecer en el Pacifico by Zombies. Before that was Ya Rishta by A.R. Rahman and Rina Bardwaj. And that first one was Shellformer by Kim Gordon. It's finally the top of the hour, meaning I'd like to remind folks that you're tuned in to 90.1 WREV FM Burlington, and you're listening to me, DJ Momo, and my show Bozo Dubbed Over, but it's pre-recorded this week, and I'll be back next week with my beautiful live voice. I would now like to bring you a message from the station. As a music listener, your ears are your best friends. That's why it's always important to keep them protected. A recent report from the National Institute on Deafness and Other Communication Disorders estimates that 50% of U.S. adults listen to music or other audio too loudly in their headphones, and that 40% are frequently around dangerous loud noises during events like concerts and sports games. Thankfully, significant hearing loss is easily preventable. Simple things like wearing earplugs when you know you'll be somewhere loud or turning down the volume on your headphones go a long way toward ensuring you'll have good hearing for the rest of your life. So, when you're rocking out, be sure to protect your ears. This message was brought to you by your hearing conscious friends at 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. I'm so excited to present this next segment, which I call the Fail Girl segment. Not for any real reason, just because it's like music that some people think is really bad, but I think it's just like woman having fun. The first song you're gonna hear is by Farrah Abraham, and she was in 16 and Pregnant and then Teen Mom. And in 2012, I believe, she released this debut album called My Teenage Dream Ended. And a lot of people think that it's like the worst album ever released, but there's also some music critics that have done like retrospectives on it, and they're like, wait, she actually was way ahead of her time in terms of like hyper pop. So keep that in mind as you listen to this next song, which is called After Prom. Hopefully you're part of the crowd that thinks that she's an innovative genius, because I wouldn't want to play bad music for you here on WREV. It's just really fun.
Shh, don't let it get out.
I'm just living that life. Fun Dutch cult classic, but I still pop every time my track drops. You're jealous. I'm just living that life while you're sitting in your dad's basement. Bet you're disappointed that I'm shining. I'm just living that life. Fun Dutch cult classic, but I still pop. Pack the LV cases, watch me do a little globetrot. Got a lot to say about my debut, about my cost and revenue. I guess it makes sense, 'cause I'm just living that life. Just wanna scream my name. Made another page just to look at my pics. My tight dress and red lips, I know you want it. I'm just living that life. Linked with Addison on Melrose. Bought some cute clothes and wrote this in the studio, 'cause I'm just living that life. Fun Dutch cult classic, but I still pop. Always give me more views, it's kinda like a day job. Got a lot to say about my debut. About all of the things I do, I guess it makes sense, 'cause I'm just living that life. I'm just living that life. I'm just living that life.
All these girls are like,
can I get a picture?
And then they go online like,
just kidding, I hate you.
That was Bobby Bell Holds the Plate with Two Hands featuring Claro by Memo Boy. Prior to that was the Von Dutch remix with Addison Rae and AJ Cook by Charlie XCX. And that first one was After Prom by Farrah Abraham. And you know, even if you absolutely hated any of those songs that I just played, I hope that inspired you to at least, like, have fun. Music is art, so mess around with it. Just like your child scribbling with crayons. Go do that at some music software on the guitar that you found in your attic. Anyway, we've reached the point in the show that I've been so excited for, and it's when I get to play you a little song by Eliza McLam, the artist I'm seeing in concert tonight. She released this album called Going Through It this past January, and it's really masterfully done because not only is it incredibly personal and we learn a lot about Eliza as a human being, but it's also very relevant to pretty much anyone that's grown up on the internet. But it also doesn't have the fatal flaw that most modern albums about the internet have, which is sounding corny. I hate when social media is mentioned in a song, but when Eliza McLam says Instagram, I say, yes, sir, I understand. Eliza McLam is also like an incredible journalist, has a Substack that just, she's just constantly producing good content on there. And I think that that really comes through in her lyricism. I'm gonna play for you Mythologize Me, which says the F word twice, but I'm gonna bleep it. But listen, I just have to play it because it's my favorite song on the album. I think Mythologize Me really pins down this thing that women feel pressured to do in relationships, particularly with men, where they have to reduce themselves to like a character of themselves. I could talk about this for hours, but like your trauma needs to be interesting and make you mysterious and, give you strength or be useful in some way. Any sort of rough edges you have to find a way to make that palatable. Because I feel like men have a tendency to just put you into a box. Like, I work at a daycare over the summer and there was a gigantic beetle, like probably the biggest beetle I've ever seen in my life. And one of my favorite children, Ryder, goes up to this beetle and goes, "Mama bug," and then hits it as hard as he can. And just like children just kind of use what words are in their vocabulary to describe their surroundings, I feel like, don't kill me, I do feel like men have a very limited toolbox. And that just makes making yourself into a character to be more likable even easier. So without further ado, I will see you soon, Eliza McLam. This is Mythologize Me.
So cautious, I was just a kid, and for what it was worth, well, it wasn't all of the suffering. I thought maybe one day I use this in a good way. Isn't it great what I made of it?
Just a boring anorexic brain addled, sympathetic to all who thought me so special and pathetic. I'm just so fucked up.
Wow, 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 you just heard so many good songs. That most recent one was Knock That Door by Enon. Prior to that was Lot Lizard 93 by Surfwort. Before that was Polyester Bride by Liz Phair. Preceding that was Spiraling Out by Soft Cult. And that first one you heard was a little clean version I made of Mythologize Me by Eliza McLam. Sorry for the sloppy cuts, I just had to play the song. Well, folks, you've been on an incredible sonic journey with me today. I want to make it even better by concluding with a 35-minute song. This song is called Long Season, and it's by the Japanese musical group Fishmans. And this is a single 35-minute composition based on the band's earlier song, Season. I honestly think that more bands need to be doing this. I know it's common in, like, classical music, but we just need to start making music that's really long. Bring back long compositions, seriously. Whereas a short song has to keep our, like, TikTok attention spans engaged, a long song has more time, and therefore more room for deviation from the norm, and quieter parts, and more boring parts, and more exciting parts, and etc, etc. But I think that this song is so beautifully done, and I hope you think the same. It's been a pleasure. You've listened to the first pre-recorded show of Bozo Dubbed Over with me, DJ Momo, on 90.1 WREV FM, Burlington. I hope you lovely people have a wonderful Saturday night, and I will see you next time for some more music. And don't worry, I'll be live in the station next time, guys, and I'll bring a big box of chocolates and a bouquet of flowers and apologize and hopefully win my audience back after my 2-week hiatus. No, 3 weeks. Oh my god, I'm sorry. Anyway, without further ado, this is Long Season by Fishmans.